Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi. I'm going to take you through this chapter on artificial intelligence in operations, supply chain management, and logistics. As you know, artificial intelligence is the hot topic today because the industry is undergoing a major change with the adoption of AI, and operations, supply chain, and logistics is not an exception. So let's see how we can apply, or how AI is being applied in these areas. So let's go through the introduction for the first chapter, where we will look at what kind of a role AI plays in operations, supply chain management, and logistics. So topics we are going to cover is, one, the introduction to artificial intelligence, basically understanding what is artificial intelligence. What is its significance in operations, its significance in supply chain management, as well as logistics? Also, what are some of the challenges in implementing artificial intelligence in all these three areas? Also, we will look at the evolution of AI in operations, supply chain, and logistics, and what are the transformative potentials of artificial intelligence. So let's come to the introduction. Artificial intelligence simulates a human-like intelligence in machines, enabling them to learn and adapt from data, solve problems, and make decisions autonomously, understand human language and visual data. So learn and adapt. So, you know, this is what we have been talking about, machine learning. That means based on the past data, it can actually visualize patterns, and it can learn from those patterns. And then there are algorithms which will actually find the solutions, which, you know, give you the solutions for making decisions. And when you say autonomously, it means that it is without any human intervention. Also, you know, one of the aspects of artificial intelligence is understanding the human language and visual data. So even the spoken language, we have seen this in many places. You have seen Siri and even in Android, etc. So you can actually say something and the machine understands what it means, and it will give you the answers. So understanding the human language, the grammar, and visual data. So even the images, it can be image, it can be text, it can actually interpret it, just as it can interpret the verbal spoken language. AI leverages advanced algorithms to automate processes, continuously improve performance, and enhance efficiency across industries. So it uses advanced algorithms. Algorithms are basically, complex, you can say, formula, you know, which take into account various factors and provide you the output or the answers. So basically, we are using these to automate the processes, continuously improve performance, because these systems are also capable of self-learning. As more and more data is collected, they tend to base their decisions on a larger data set. And this actually helps in improving the performance, because as you go along, somewhere, you know, you are also tagging the decisions or the solutions as good or bad. And machine keeps on learning on what is expected out of it, and which of its decisions are good, and it tries to enhance those decisions. So basically, it enhances the efficiency across the industries. So what are the core AI technologies? So AI consists of various technologies that enhance automation and decision making. And this is important, automation, because it basically simulates the human intelligence. And this is automatic. That means it doesn't require any intervention from a human being. At the same time, it is supposed to take decisions. So the first one being the machine learning. So it learns from the data, what we just discussed in the previous slide, to predict trends and optimize processes. So basically, it looks at the past data, it looks at the past decisions, And then based on that, it actually goes forward and tries to refine and optimize the processes. Natural language processing. So here, this enables AI to understand the process human language. So, you know, it can be in the form of a verbal signal. It can be in the form of text, which can be, you know, chatbots, etc., which are used mainly in the customer service. The third part is computer vision. So it interprets visual data, improving warehouse monitoring and quality inspections. And we'll go a little more into depth how this visual inspection is used in the industry. Robotic and automation. So these perform repetitive tasks like the AGVs and RPA systems and optimization algorithms. So we already talked about the algorithms. So there are algorithms which basically optimize the outcome. So it helps with the scheduling, resource allocation, and logistics planning. We'll see this in little more details with examples, etc., as we go forward. Robotics, we have already seen, they are being extensively used in automotive industry and many other engineering industries. So I think this is fairly common in application. So what are the AI applications in operation, supply chain, and logistics? So AI is widely integrated into business functions, especially supply chain, due to its impact on planning and resilience. And we'll see how. So firstly, it is operations. Operations is mainly the major production process or the delivery process. When I say delivery, it doesn't mean delivery of the product to the customer, but delivery is basically the actualization of the product or the service. So operation accounts for almost 30% of the AI applications. Now, process optimization, this accounts for around 15% of the AI application. And basically what it does is it enhances the efficiency and the resource utilization. And we will see how it does. It basically does this. Second is the predictive maintenance, which basically is to prevent the breakdown maintenance, prevent the downtime for the equipment. So it basically prevents failure of the equipment and thus increases the uptime of the equipment and the output. Quality control, which accounts for around 5% of the application, basically used to detect defects early on. So this is an online process. And, you know, instead of the traditional system where the defects were detected, you know, at the end of the process, you know, during the inspection, here it happens online. So any deviations are marked before they become a defect, and you are able to correct, you know, before they actually become non-conformance. Coming to the supply chain management. Supply chain management accounts for around 40% of the AI application, where a major one is demand forecasting, which accounts for around 15%. So it basically improves the planning accuracy, the demand forecasting, the demand planning, and thus it reduces waste. And we will see how it reduces the waste. Inventory optimization, accounting again for 15%, balances stock levels to meet the demand efficiently. Because inventory is a very crucial thing. It's a very complex topic. Too little means that you're going to stock out. Too much means that you're going to have excess inventory with certain associated risk like obsolescence or deterioration of the products, etc. Risk management, so that's accounting for about 10% of the AI application. It basically identifies disruption to maintain supply chain stability. Disruptions due to internal, external factors. And we will see these in more details. Logistics, this accounts for around 30% of the AI application. Major areas under logistics being route optimization. So you have AI-powered mapping, you know, as we have seen in Google Maps, etc. which actually gives you the most optimal route, and the route which will actually incur a minimum cost, maybe the fastest travel time, and the minimum fuel consumption. Second part is the warehouse automation, where you have the robotics for storing and retrieving the material. This accounts for about 10%, and thus it increases the efficiency in the time taken for the picking of the material, firstly putting away the material, then the picking of the material and consolidation of the consignments. Last mile delivery accounting for about 5% of AI application. So AI streamlines final delivery process for faster fulfillment. It basically makes the optimum use of the resources that you have. For example, let's take the case of e-commerce. Now they have X number of vehicles, so you don't have infinite resources. AI can help you use those resources very effectively and at the same time achieve the fastest delivery at the minimum cost. So this is how last mile delivery can be helped with AI. Just a graphical representation. And as you can see that some of the major, you can see all those areas where AI deployment is around 15%. Those are the major portions, major areas where you can get substantial benefit. One example here, a coffee shop example. So how does operation management, supply chain and logistics work in a coffee shop? So when you talk of operations management, it basically deals with the recipe for the various kind of coffee, because you know that there are various kinds of coffees, like you have the lattes and the cappuccinos and the espressos, etc. So you have the standard recipes for each of these for a consistent taste. So the operations management also includes the staff, basically all the resources, managing the staffing schedules and ensuring the quality of the coffee. Coffee means one is the preparation of the coffee. The second part is the sourcing of the coffee. That means the quality of the coffee itself. Supply chain management, forecast how much coffee beans you require. So forecast demand for coffee beans, sources for beans from farmers. So from various sources, again here, quality plays a role. Roasting them, which is mainly a process part, operations part also, and distributes them to these stores. So basically, you have a central agency or a central a facility, which basically sources the coffee, roasts them, and then distribute to the franchisees or the different branches that they may have. Logistics, so this transports the coffee beans from the farm to the roasting facility and then again to the retail outlet. So we have already seen that they are sourcing it from the farms, and after the process has been done, the beans have been processed, classified, then they are actually transported to the retail outlets. So, and optimizing the storage both at the roasting facility as well as the retail output. So each function plays a crucial role in ensuring that customer enjoys a perfect cup of coffee every time. And this is the bottom line. Customer is not really concerned about what goes into making his cup of coffee. For him, the experience of that cup of coffee is more important, and the entire objective is to deliver a perfect cup of coffee. So what are the strategic benefits of AI integration? So AI transforms all these three areas: operation, supply chain, logistics, introducing automation and real-time insights. So the biggest advantage of AI is automation. There is no need for human intervention. And secondly, everything happens in real time. That means there is no time lag. So as things are happening, the actions are initiated in real time. So what are the benefits? Enhanced efficiency, AI-driven processes, optimization, and predictive maintenance. So in all these three areas, you know, the process optimization, which can be right from supply chain, which is sourcing, storing, issuing it to the production process, storing the end product, and then again, releasing it for distribution. Also, the operations, that means the operations management, it will enhance the efficiency throughout the supply chain. Agile supply chain. So, because the system is, you know, very flexible, agile is basically quick to react. So, AI system will be very quick to react to any change. So suddenly, if you find that you have a huge order for a particular item, the system will react and it will start planning for it with the aim, sole aim of ensuring that the material or the product or the service is available at the right time. And you are not losing any opportunity. Also, it ensures highest customer satisfaction. The next one is improved logistics. So AI enables route optimization and automated warehouse operations. We already took the example of Google Maps, and similar solutions are then implemented as far as the delivery is concerned, as far as the logistics for the last mile delivery, even for the raw material which are being sourced or brought to the operation center. So at every stage, it improves the logistics. It reduces your cost, reduces the time, and thus, speeds up your process. Cost reduction, automation decreases operational expenses. We will see this in more detail as we go along. But it's very evident, like we saw the example of logistics, where with limited resources, it can actually reduce the cost by giving you optimum routes, by making fastest delivery at minimum cost. Better customer experience. So all these basically will lead to a better customer experience because you are able to give a perfect product on time as required by the customer in the shortest possible time and at the least cost. So basically, AI-driven tracking and delivery system improve the fulfillment. Fulfillment covers all these activities that we describe. Let's look at an example here. AI-driven demand forecasting allows businesses to adjust production schedules dynamically, avoiding excess inventory while meeting customer demand. Inventory is a very, very crucial thing. Ideally, companies would like to operate with minimum inventory. And this is already happening with the automobile industry. In automobile industry, you will find that people are operating with a single day inventory. And in Japan, some of the companies are also operating with less than a day's inventory. Just give an example. Let us say that you have a 60 day credit from a supplier. You're getting the raw material from the supplier. You are able to convert this raw material into finished product within 1 week, and you are able to throw it in the market. Imagine there is a credit that you have to offer to your dealers, distributors, even retail customers. Here, because you are efficiently, processing the inventory and throwing it off, to the distributor or the dealers, you are actually working with the supplier's working capital. So basically here, the inventory also represents the working capital. So inventory is very important, and we'll actually touch upon this in more details as we go along. So what are the significances of the AI in operations? Operations management ensures efficient production and service delivery through process optimization, quality control, and cost effectiveness. So process optimization. Generally, I mean, we take it for granted, you know, that the process is set and it's very logical. Need not be, because, you know, you have processes, you know, like one, you have the assembly line process, like in automobile industry, where the processes are, you know, linear. That means the sequence in which the operations have to take place, the processes are put in the same order and they happen sequentially. But not every industry has the same model. So you have also the industries where you have a wide variety of products being manufactured and you have a fixed kind of a setup. So there you can have a machine layout which can be ideal for one particular type of a product, but which could be detrimental for some other kind of a product, where the movement within the shop floor can be excessive. So process optimization is one of the area where artificial intelligence can help you. Second is the quality control. So we talked about the visual systems of quality control. And the vision artificial intelligence can actually detect the quality defects, etc., where they are visual in nature, like any print defects or, you know, any mislabeling or the label not applied correctly, etc. The quality control need not be only visual, because there are also advanced, measurement systems which do online measurement of the quality parameters. And they will be monitoring the quality, and thus, with the AI control, you will have consistent quality, which is, without any defect and which is in the acceptable range. And all these will lead to cost effectiveness, because there are no downtimes, no stoppage for corrections, no defective parts which need to be discarded or destroyed. So this is how the operations become more efficient. AI transforms operations, involving efficiency, decision making, and adaptability in competitive market. Decision making, so it will even tell you that how you need to plan your production schedules, etc. So in some cases, it can actually generate the production schedule. In some systems, it may be actually giving you the decision, and the decision is then to be implemented by a human being. But basically, AI does the actual decision making and the solution part of it. The traditional operations face growing challenges due to rising customer demand and supply chain complexity. So when you have less number of products, etc., the complexities are much less. But when you have large number of products and you have large number of orders coming in, the complexities are very, very high. Manual operations or even computer-driven operations sometimes become difficult in such cases, even with ERP systems. And this is where AI can really come to the rescue. So AI actually addresses all these challenges with the following. One is the machine learning and predictive analytics. So optimizing workflows and identifying inefficiencies. So it will tell you if your scheduling is going to lead to a stoppage of a machine, especially if the machine happens to be a bottleneck equipment. So because it can actually, with the data available, see how each batch of products will be processed and when they will be available for the next process, etc. So machine learning, again, based on data. Predictive analytics. So in predictive analytics, there are two aspects to it, the internal analytics and the external. So internal analytics may actually talk about the availability of the material. Let us say that there is a breakdown of a equipment, and because of that, the material is not going to be available for the process. Now imagine the subsequent process is going to be idle, waiting for the product to come. So predictive analytics here will ensure that it will pre-warn you, and it will say that you need to change the schedules, and that is how it will help you. As far as the external is concerned, it can also tell you if there is a likelihood of a particular material or a raw material not reaching in time. And thus, it will, you know, warn you to actually change your planning to ensure that your equipment are utilized, your resources, especially the bottleneck resources, are utilized in the most optimum way. Intelligent automation. So streamlining routine tasks like order processing. So currently, you know, we have two types of system. We have a dedicated system companies have, where their dealers or customers can order, through an online system or a cloud-based system. And the order comes in a very structured way in a particular format. But there are other companies, you know, where the customers are placing orders by way of purchase orders, which come as a physical document, or it comes as a PDF document, where, you know, the material which is required, the product which is required, the quantity required, the price, etc., they are in text form. So intelligent automation is where the system can interpret these documents and convert them into a sales order. First, it will convert it into a purchase order. That means the customer order, which may be in any format, analog format, is converted into a digital purchase order within the system, by the system. And then maybe the next step will be, if all the terms which are presented are acceptable, a sales order will be generated. So this is the intelligent automation. Real-time data analysis. So enhancing decision-making precision. So this is what I was talking about, that, you know, all these is happening in real time. And whenever there is a let's say, a obstruction, there is a you know, part of the predictive analytics, a machine is under breakdown or a material is not supposed to come. As soon as the AI senses this, it will actually initiate action, or it will throw up a decision asking you to make changes to the your production schedule. So this is how you know, it helps you to optimize the entire process and improve your decision making process. So what are the examples of you know, the significance of AI in operations? AI powered predictive models forecast demand. So as we have seen, you know, how it can help you forecast the demand more accurately, and we'll go a little deeper in this subject as we go along. Adjusting production schedules to avoid overstocking or shortage. So we also saw the importance of the inventory management and the impact it has on the working capital. So it helps you to also avoid both these situations. That means either overstocking or a shortage situation. So AI, let's come to AI-driven decision-making in operations. AI enables data-driven insights, helping execute or helping executives make strategic decisions in the following areas. So one is the pricing strategies, optimizing product costs based on the market trends. So it'll also help you to reduce your cost, both in terms of you know, the procurement of the materials, as well as pricing in the market. It can also, because AI, there are certain models of AI which can also monitor the market, the competition, etc., where it will help you to actually determine what your prices should be, and also your prices to your dealers, distributors, retailers, etc. So this is how it can help you. Supplier selection, evaluating the vendor performance for better procurement. So again, based on the data, as you keep on collecting data about the purchase orders issued on the suppliers, committed deliveries, actual delivery, and you know, also the quality parameters. So which suppliers are, you know, supplying material as per quality, on time, in full. So all these can be monitored using AI. Resource deployment, balancing labor, materials, and machine usage, which we have seen how it can do that. Any resource, and mind you, labor is a resource, machines are resource, materials are resource. Many a times, in organizations, you find the same raw material is being used in multiple products. So, I mean, which product are you going to make with the material which is available? The one which is giving you maximum margins, one for which you have got firm orders, so that you're not making to stock, but you're making material against orders. Example, AI-driven simulations, assess risk scenarios, ensuring business make proactive and informed choices. So the simulations also, you know, they assess the risk and they will actually, you know, help you to make proactive decisions. Proactive meaning, you know, before anything actually goes wrong. And this is the power of AI as far as decision making is concerned.